Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, From the Bog to the Cloud: Dependency and Eco-Modernity in Ireland, by Patrick Bresnahan and Patrick Brody, is a critical work of political ecology, environmental humanities, geography, and Irish studies, published by Bristol University Press. It examines how Irish environmental policy and infrastructure planning are being reshaped by the demands of digital capitalism, especially the energy and land requirements of major technology firms. Rather than treating the green transition as a neutral technical process, the book places it within longer histories of colonialism, partition, dependency, land use, and extractive development. Its central concern is the movement from peat bogs and state energy projects to data centers and cloud infrastructure, showing how apparently modern climate solutions can reproduce older forms of economic subordination. The book is analytical rather than programmatic, but it also points toward democratic and community-led alternatives. Its purpose is to make visible the material, political, and ecological costs hidden behind eco-modernist narratives of progress. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Ireland as a post-colonial ecological regime shaped by dependency. A central contribution of the book is its framing of Ireland as a post-colonial ecological regime. This concept connects environmental questions to the historical conditions through which Irish land, energy, and development have been organized. The argument is not simply that Ireland has an environmental problem, but that environmental decisions are shaped by political and economic dependency. Colonial history, partition, uneven development, and the pursuit of foreign investment all affect how infrastructure is justified and who bears its costs. This matters because green transition policies are often presented as universal solutions, as if every country can follow the same route toward decarbonization and digital modernization. Bresnahan and Brody instead show that Ireland occupies a specific position in global capitalism, one that makes it vulnerable to the priorities of transnational firms and powerful states. The concept of a post-colonial ecological regime, therefore, helps explain why environmental governance can appear progressive while still reinforcing dependence on external capital. It also broadens Irish environmental analysis beyond conservation or emissions accounting, placing land, sovereignty, infrastructure, and economic strategy in the same frame. Secondly, from peat bog energy to digital infrastructure as a history of energetic mediation. The title of the book signals a movement from bog to cloud, but this is not a simple story of technological progress. The authors treat energy infrastructure as a mediator between local landscapes and global political economy. Irish bogs have long been tied to state projects of development, employment, energy independence, and modernization. Peat extraction carried meanings that were economic and symbolic, linking land reclamation and national development to the promise of autonomy. The shift toward data centers and renewable electricity changes the technological form, but it does not remove the deeper issue of how land and energy are mobilized for development. Instead, new infrastructures can reproduce dependency when they are built to satisfy the demands of global technology firms rather than collectively defined social needs. The book uses this transition to challenge a common assumption of eco-modernity that replacing older carbon-intensive systems with newer digital and renewable systems is automatically emancipatory. By following the energy chain from bog landscapes to cloud computing, it emphasizes that every infrastructure has a geography, a history, and a political purpose. Thirdly, data centers reveal the material burden behind the cloud. One of the book's most concrete interventions is its attention to data centers as land and energy infrastructures. The cloud is commonly imagined as weightless, clean, and immaterial, but the book insists that digital services require buildings, electricity, cooling systems, grid capacity, planning permissions, and access to land in Ireland. This is especially important because data centers have become politically contentious due to their energy demands and their connection to foreign technology corporations. Bresnahan and Brody use this issue to show how the green digital transition can intensify conflicts over infrastructure. Data centers are often defended as signs of investment, innovation, and national competitiveness, but their material requirements raise questions about who benefits from development and who absorbs ecological risk. The book does not reduce the issue to a narrow anti-technology position. Its concern is more precise when digital infrastructure is planned around corporate demand, democratic control over energy futures becomes weaker. This analysis is useful because it converts an abstract debate about technology into a grounded debate about land, power, and public priorities. Fourthly, eco-modernity is questioned as a corporate and imperial development model. The book is critical of eco-modernity when it presents environmental repair as compatible with continued expansion of high-energy digital capitalism. Eco-modernist narratives often promise that innovation, renewable energy, efficiency, and smart infrastructure can solve ecological crisis without confronting the political economy that produced it. Bresnahan and Brody argue that this promise becomes especially problematic when the transition is directed by monopoly technology firms and by states seeking competitive advantage through foreign investment. In that setting, green language can legitimate new rounds of extraction, grid expansion, and land transformation. The book's analysis links Irish development to wider imperial geographies, meaning that the demands placed on Irish land and energy are connected to global circuits of capital, resources, and geopolitical power. This does not imply that climate policy or digital systems are inherently harmful. Rather, the authors ask who controls them, whose needs they serve, and whether they deepen existing dependency. The value of this critique is that it separates genuine decarbonization from development strategies that merely repaint extractive growth in environmental language. Lastly, community resistance and anti-imperialist environmentalism as alternatives. The book does more than diagnose dependency. It also examines resistance to extractive and corporate-led development. Its emphasis on anti-imperialist environmentalism distinguishes it from accounts that treat environmental conflict as a local planning dispute or a clash between jobs and nature. In the author's view, struggles over bogs, land, energy, mining, and data infrastructure are connected to broader questions of democracy, sovereignty, and justice. Community participation is therefore not an optional supplement to expert planning. It is a condition for deciding what kinds of infrastructure are socially necessary and ecologically defensible. This perspective also complicates conventional environmental politics. Protecting landscapes is not only about preserving nature from human use. It can involve defending communities from development models that turn land into an asset for distant corporate strategies. The book's alternative is not nostalgia for a pre-modern past, but a more democratic account of transition. It asks how Ireland might pursue ecological repair without surrendering decision-making to transnational capital, and how local struggles can form part of a wider challenge to imperial and extractive systems. In conclusion, From the Bog to the Cloud is best suited to readers interested in environmental politics, Irish studies, political ecology, geography, infrastructure studies, and the social consequences of digital technology. Students and scholars will find it useful because it links theoretical concepts such as dependency, eco-modernity, and imperial geography to recognizable conflicts over energy, land, and data centers. Activists and policy readers may benefit from its insistence that climate and digital transitions must be judged by democratic control, distribution of burdens, and ecological consequences, not only by investment figures or carbon accounting. General readers concerned with Ireland's environmental future can use the book to understand why debates about data centers, bog restoration, and renewable infrastructure are connected rather than separate. What makes the book stand out is its Irish specificity combined with its global reach. Many books on the digital economy focus on surveillance, labor, or platform power, while many climate books focus on technology or emissions. This book brings those discussions together through land, energy, colonial history, and dependency. Its originality lies in showing that the cloud is not outside ecology, and that green modernization can repeat older patterns unless communities gain real power over development choices. If you would like to support Patrick Bresnahan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.